gut check. 3 months after the final offsite had ended, Catherine held her first quarterly two-day staff meeting at a local hotel. The new vice president of marketing, Joseph Charles, had joined Decision Tech a week earlier and was attending his first meeting with the group. Catherine kicked off the session by making an announcement that no one was prepared for. "Remember Green Banana, the company that we considered buying last quarter?" Heads around the table nodded. "Well, evidently Nick was right about there being a possible competitor. They want to buy us." Everyone, except Jeff, who sat on the board and already knew about the offer, was shocked. No one more so than Nick. "I thought they were in financial trouble." "They were," explained Catherine. "I guess they raised a truckload of money last month and are suddenly hungry to buy something. They've already made us an offer." "What's it look like?" Jan wanted to know. Catherine looked at her notes. "Quite a bit more than our estimated worth today. We would all make decent money." Jan pressed on. "What did the board say?" Jeff answered for Catherine. "They're leaving it up to us." No one spoke. It was as if they were all calculating their potential payouts and trying to put the offer into some sort of context. Finally, an almost angry voice with a British accent broke the silence. "No bloody way!" Everyone turned toward their head of engineering. He spoke with more passion than anyone had ever heard from him. "There is no way that I'm going to walk away from all of this and hand it over to a company named after a piece of unripened fruit!" The group burst into laughter. Jan brought them back down to earth. "I don't think we should discard this quite so fast. There's no guarantee that we're going to make it. This is real money." Jeff added to his CFO's point. "The board certainly doesn't think it's a bad offer." Martin didn't seem to believe Jeff.
"Then why did he leave it to us to make the decision?"
Jeff paused for a moment before explaining. "Because they want to know that we have the fire in our bellies." Martin frowned.
"The what?"
Jeff clarified for his British colleague. "They want to know if we want to be here, if we're really committed to the company and to each other." Joseph summarized the situation. "Sounds like this is a gut check." Carlos spoke for the first time during the meeting. "I vote against it." Jeff was next. "So do I, definitely." Nick nodded his head, as did Catherine and Joseph. Martin looked at Jan.
"What do you say?"
She hesitated for a moment. "Green Banana? Are you kidding?" They broke into laughter. Catherine quickly refocused the meeting, wanting to capture the momentum and direct it toward real business. "Okay, we've got plenty of other big topics to take care of today, so let's get started." For the next several hours, the group took Joseph through the five dysfunctions. Nick explained the importance of trust. Jan and Jeff together covered conflict and commitment. Carlos described accountability within the context of the team, and Martin finished off results. They then reviewed Joseph's Myers-Briggs results and explained the roles and responsibilities of his new peers, as well as their collective goals. Most importantly, for the rest of the day, they launched into some of the most passionate debates Joseph had ever heard and ended those debates with crystal-clear agreements and no sense of lingering bitterness. They called each other on the carpet once or twice in ways that made Joseph uncomfortable, but in each case, they brought the discussions around to results. By the end of the session, Joseph decided he had joined one of the most unusual and intense executive teams he had ever seen, and he couldn't wait to become an active part of it.